Generations.
It is 8:22 and 66 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Frank de Blasi, founder of the Baller Dream Foundation. Am I saying that right?
You are, Lori.
Good morning. You want to introduce the new Gulf Coast Executive Director, Pam Hunter. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
But before we do that, tell us, what is the Baller Dream Foundation?
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Lori, for having me
this
morning. It's a true honor and pleasure. Baller Dream Foundation. So 13 years ago, when I was living in New York City, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. I was very fortunate. I had my family, I had my friends, I had parents, I had so many resources. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the case for a number of other young adults and children that were there battling cancer. So I said to myself, hey, Frank, you get through this. At the end, I want to create a nonprofit that supports
that promise
children.
With God. If I make it, God, I'll do this, and you follow through.
At that time, you're making all sorts of arrangements with God when you're battling cancer. And I say, hey, I get through this. I want to create a nonprofit that supports children and young adults that are battling all forms of cancer, not just testicular cancer. But instead of calling them patients, because no one wants to be called a patient, it's kind of sad, or a beneficiary or a recipient, I thought we would call them ballers, which is a modern-day term for someone doing well, living well, and in control. And we marry the word baller with dream because what we are doing for these ballers is that we're providing all sorts of dreams and experiences to them to celebrate and recognize their battle. And for us, it's really resonated to the point where now today we're in 5 states, including most recently Alabama.
Wow. That's very, very emotional. Just to imagine your journey and what you went through and the journey of so many other, like you said, children and young people who don't quite have the resources. And then comes the expansion to, you said, Alabama and the Gulf Coast. And Pam, a cancer survivor yourself.
Right. The timing was right for me, too. I had just finished my last treatment. And Frank had invited me to one of the events he was doing in Mobile at the Pillars. And I decided to actually reach out to him. Well, first of all, I found out he had not hired anyone yet for a position here locally. And I knew he had been looking for someone. And I just reached out to him and told him my story of how I had been diagnosed with breast cancer and my successful treatment. And I was really interested in doing something worthwhile to help others that who have are battling cancer. And I really was very interested in his foundation.
Mm-hmm. So what type of boots on the ground activities are planned, and then there may be lots of other behind the scenes things that we won't ever know or hear about, where you're helping families and their children?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for asking. So we're in New York, New Jersey, Arizona, Nevada, and most recently Alabama, but I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. So to build out our local chapter here, I needed someone on the ground to have an executive director, our first ever executive director here in Alabama, Pam Hunter, on the ground, boots on the ground, means the world to me and the foundation. So what we're known for is we host epic events, big and small, where we celebrate and invite ballers from USA Children's Women's here in Mobile. We invite them to our show. We have a red carpet, we have a throne, and we surprise them with a major gift. But before we surprise them with that gift and announce it, Lori, we roast them. So we have them on stage, and we go after them in a playful manner. So we have these big events where we have gifts. Prior to COVID, and we're hoping to resume once those restrictions are lifted, at the hospital, we host all sorts of events to distract those in treatment. So whether it's Lego building sessions, slime building sessions, art therapy, music therapy, Pam will be bringing volunteers to the hospital on a very frequent basis to sit with the ballers while they're in chemo to kind of get them, you know, their minds off of what's actually happening. We also partner up with other nonprofits in the community. It's called our Baller Buddies program, where we partner up with other nonprofits. So together, we achieve more with our ballers. I think for sure, we all like to be competitive, but I think when you're collaborative with other nonprofits, it's achieving the greater good. And then finally, what we do, and like you said, what may not be so prevalent, is that we build relationships with these ballers. So from the time they are diagnosed through treatment, through remission, unfortunately, more than half these ballers go through a relapse. We build relationships like no other. And for me, that is a crucial hallmark of who we are, and the difference between us and the other nonprofits is we stay with these ballers from the time they're diagnosed through out. And for me, I don't have my own children, Lori, so these ballers become like my little brothers and sisters. And all of them and their families, their contact information is readily available in my phone. And I share that with Pam. To have someone like herself with that bedside manner and someone who's been through cancer, you need that kind of additional TLC with each and every one of these families. So we have events, we have activities at the hospital, we partner up with other nonprofits, and we build relationships like no other. Those are the four core offerings of what we do at the Baller Dream Foundation.
Okay. And as far as financial assistance, is this filling in the gap of everything but financial assistance, or is that included as well?
So each case, well, for each baller is different and unique. So what we do before we ultimately gift them, I spend at least 3 or 4 home or hospital visits with each baller to fully understand how we can help and where there is a need. Now, nonprofit law, we're not allowed to give cash to a baller, but we can provide some sort of assistance in another way, whether it's through, you know, cost to help offset educational bills, some home assistance bills. We're able to assist that way, but we're not able to give out cash. Some of the gifts we've given, we've done room makeovers, we've gifted automobiles, we've had Guy Fieri, Michael Bublé involved in our nonprofit.
Wow.
We've brought ballers to live tapings of Dancing with the Stars, which is fun. And as much as I dislike them, the Dallas Cowboys have been involved in our nonprofit, as well as the New Orleans Saints. So we really customize the gift rather than, hey, Pam, here's your little trip to Disney Cruise. Take care, beat cancer. You know, for us, we really want to get to know what they truly want, what the baller wants, not what mom and dad want. Sometimes mom and dad, they like to hone in on the gift and they want to go to Hawaii, but maybe little junior doesn't even know where Hawaii is. So that's why building the relationship to fully understand what the child wants for us is near and dear to our heart and our offering.
Pam, what else would you like to add?
Well, I would say one of the things I think is great, too, you don't realize when you're going through cancer treatment that there's so many extra expenses involved, just the travel expense involved going back and forth for your treatment. So one of the things that we do is, and we'll be having probably a fundraiser for raising things like gas cards for these families. I mean, that's something that is so much needed. And even food car, you know, the food cost when you're out and you're at a hospital, you get tired of sitting in the having to go down to the cafeteria for food. So we just try to make it a comfortable experience for them and help them in those kind of ways as well. I would like to say, though, that when you see Frank with these families and with these ballers, there's just nothing like it. And we're going to do something kind of interesting as one of our largest kickoff events this year. We're going to actually, if you know a local person by the name of Ann Schelling, who is the Bayside volleyball coach. Mm-hmm. She's won so many championships. I was walking by the plaque yesterday at Bayside, and I counted. I think it was, I can't remember if it was 13 in a row, or anyway, I lost count of the count anyway. But she's amazing, and she's also a cancer survivor, a recent one, stage 4. And I reached out to Ann when I, you know, heard her story and asked her if she would help us in some way with our organization. And she so kindly agreed to come out to one of our events and face Frank face to face and let him actually give her a roast as well. So we're planning this event right now. I'm sending out sponsorship opportunities. We need sponsors for this event. I can leave some information with Lori on how you can go online and sponsor our event. It's very affordable, plus you get to attend the event when you are a sponsor, and then we're going to be selling tickets as well. It's going to be limited, of course, and it's going to be at the Hope Farm. And you know what a beautiful venue that is. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on April 25th. We're going to be outside in their big, nice courtyard area. Wonderful food. It's going to be an afternoon event. And anyway, so I'll make sure that you have that contact information. And you can look at online and see what kind of offerings we have for the different sponsorship levels.
Okay. And what's a good way? Do we have a website or a Facebook page established yet?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I see it now. Definitely.
The ballerdream.org is a way you can reach. You can reach right out and find the information on this event. If you scroll down, you'll see events, and the first one you'll see is this beautiful picture of that the Hope Farm. It'll also talk to you about Anne's past, her history, and then there'll be a place to talk about our sponsorship opportunities, and you can purchase tickets right there.
And that is ballerdream.org, B-A-L-L-E-R, dream.org.
And I can leave a phone number if you need to speak to me. I can be reached at 251-454-0812.
454-0812. What else, Frank or Pam, would you like to mention that I haven't thought to ask about the Baller Dream Foundation?
You know, thank you, Lori, for the opportunity again to share our story and more of our story. It's important to me that the locals who are listening, we're in five states, but the resources that we raise here, the funds that we raise here, and the, I would say, the care that we have is solely staying local. And I think that's important. You know, there's all sorts of wonderful solutions outside the state, whether folks who have children or neighbors with children that have cancer and they need to go somewhere else, whether it's New Orleans or Atlanta or St. Jude's. But right here in your own backyard at USA Children's Women's Mobile, you have a wonderful team of care.
Oh, yes.
A wonderful team. And I want folks to know that our resources and funds raised here stays here. Okay. I think that's important for donor transparency. It's not going north of Birmingham. What Pam and I are doing here with the families and these events where we're raising awareness and funds stays here. And I want people to know that.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I presumed you might also assist with Children's of Alabama, which is a cancer hospital for children, but they've got their own local foundation here that does a lot. So you're strictly aligning with USA Women and Children's.
We're collaborative for sure. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up, because some of these ballers from USA, they do have some co-treatment solutions and options up in Children's in Birmingham. Ultimately, we see ourselves being up in Birmingham, without a doubt.
Right.
But for 2021, our focus is solely here in Mobile and Fairhope and Daphne.
Well, Frank, being a northerner, how did y'all come down here?
Yeah,
did you hear how I just said that? How did y'all come down here?
Question comes up often, Lori. Hey, you know, you're in New York, New Jersey, you're in Arizona, Nevada, and now you're in Alabama. How did that come about? I'll give you the Cliff Notes version, right? So I met a couple about 2 years ago on a random trip to Dallas, Texas. I met a couple. We were in Dallas, Texas, gifting one of our ballers, and there was a couple there at the same hotel I was at that overheard my conversations regarding the Baller Dream Foundation, and they were eavesdropping for sure. And while they were eavesdropping, they looked on their phone about ballerdream.org, and they interrupted our conversation and said, "Hey, Frank, would you ever consider bringing Baller Dream to Alabama?" And I said, "No, why would I?" Typical wise guy from New York answer. And I'm like, "I've seen the movie My Cousin Vinny. I know what Alabama looks like."
No.
So I matured up. I said, "You know what? Let me think about it, and I'll come visit." So rest assured, 2 weeks later, on my own, I did a stealth visit here. A little bit of a princess, so I put myself up at the Grand. I rented a car, and for 2 days, I drove around both sides of the bay. And, you know, not to sound corny, Lori, it spoke to me. And I did my homework and research about how philanthropic the area is. I read about Fairhope, and I said, you know, the randomness of this, and just also the story, I think could really play well. And I decided, I think we can do this. So I cold called USA Children's Women's, introduced myself, went through all the lines of defense, got to where I needed to be, spoke to the team there. Everything sounded great on the phone, but they said, "Why don't you come visit us and hear and share more of your story?" Sure enough, I did the week later, and it was love at first sight. And I think the hospital really resonated with the fact that I spoke with conviction that, hey, we're going to focus on you and your hospital and your ballers. And I think USA Children's Women, sometimes they feel a little left out in the dark at times with other nonprofits. Make-A-Wish, they do amazing things, but their presence down here isn't as visible as maybe it is elsewhere. So I thought there was an opportunity for us to really make an impact. And I went along with it. And to date, Lori, we have gifted five ballers already from USA Children's and Women's. So we are just getting started in a way with introducing Pam. We have two exciting brand new executive directors with Lanise Ligon from Fox 10 right. and Stephen Carey from Daphne. So we feel that now that we have Pam in place, we have two great board members, we have all sorts of momentum, we have events coming up. We're truly excited about what we're doing. And I said to Pam, I said, Pam, during COVID, there's still plenty of children getting diagnosed with cancer. And a number of nonprofits are kind of just waiting, sitting on the sidelines until COVID disappears. I said to Pam, within reason, we're going to be very proactive in the community. And so we have these events coming up. We have all sorts of ideas for the rest of the year. And we're just excited. We're incredibly excited about what we're doing. And the name Baller Dream, people, it resonates. And people remember it.
I was just getting ready to say, tell us again what that means for those that missed the beginning of the interview.
Yes, certainly. So when I was battling cancer, I would be referred to as a patient, and I hated it. I was like, I don't want to be called a patient. This is such a sad, you know, sad feeling. I said to myself, I get through this battle, I want to treat any way I can TLC for all those that are battling cancer, young adults and children. And I wanted to call them ballers instead of patients, because baller at that time was a new word, a modern day term for someone doing well, living well, and in control. You're a baller. You've been in this business 40 years, Lori, right? You live well. I saw you walk in here. You got great swag, right? We want people, our ballers, we want them to have that energy and swagger. Uh-huh. And that cancer, yes, it's incredibly difficult emotionally. But you have this foundation here that's going to lift you and make you feel like a true star. And that's what we do with our gifts. We don't cut corners with our gifts, Lori. We spend a tremendous amount of money on each gift. We want these ballers to feel like a true star. And for us, the fulfillment that we have is absolutely awesome. And I invite you to come see what we do at these events. It's truly special. It really is. And that's the feedback we receive. We don't do auctions. We don't do paddle raises. It's not the usual script that you go and see at these nonprofit events. It's a true personal experience with these ballers. Pam's been to a few of them already. And the feedback out there regarding our events is truly unique. So we're excited about what we're doing here. And we're going to just get bigger and better as well.
I'd like to add one thing right now that I'm focusing on is, well, we've got a great board start here, and then, of course, you're going to have myself leading the way here. We're looking and reaching out in the community for individuals that would have a passion for helping our cause by introducing us to people, bringing people to our events, helping with our events, and we're calling them our baller champions. So please reach out to me. Right now I'm trying to form that special group that can help us during our events, and also go into the hospital when we're able to and help volunteer by being with our ballers during their treatment.
Right, and then playing the games and instituting those types of things. As and the hospital rules are relaxing, and they'll be relaxed even more here in the very near future. So that's a great opportunity. And the upcoming event, again, tell us quickly. Can the general public purchase a ticket?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Go online and go to the ballerdream.org site, and you'll see an event page with a picture of Hope Farm. And the event is going to be from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's April 25th. There'll be refreshments, and then Frank will be roasting Ann Schilling, who is the Bayside volleyball coach that many of you know. And if not, just read online about her. She's had an amazing history. She's a leader with our youth in our community. And she's also had to fight a really hard battle against stage 4 breast cancer, and she survived it. She's a woman of faith. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. So I urge you to look at the ticket opportunities, and then there's some wonderful sponsorship opportunities as well.
So if you're a local business owner, look into the sponsorships, and for those that want to assist or attend or volunteer, and ultimately, ballerdream.org, B-A-L-L-E-R, ballerdream.org. Well, what a pleasure. And Frank, the passion for this project, it just exudes out of you. And you've picked a fabulous lady, whom I've known for some time here in the Fairhope area, to help you as the new executive director. Of course, everybody knows who Lanise Ligon is on Fox 10, and Steve also has been very instrumental in the community, owning his own business and recently running for mayor of Daphne. So yes. I don't think you could have picked a better team to be on your side.
We're fortunate. And it's an honor for us to be here this morning.
Very good.
When Pam shared with me the invite, I was excited to be here. So
anytime we can help, we'll be glad to.
Thank you.
This has been Frank DeBlasi and Pam Hunter with the Baller Dream Foundation. Once again, ballerdream.org. If you missed